Listening to Guide Instructions.
Hello, Jenny Townsend speaking.
Hi, Jenny. This is Sue Jameson.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. I was just phoning about the Scotland tour. Did you get the instructions?
Yes, I did. Thanks a lot. It's all very clear.
Ah, well, unfortunately, there have been a few changes. Have you got the instructions in front of you?
Oh, hang on. Yes, here they are.
Right. Well, firstly, they've got the office number wrong. It's 6307, not 6370.
Oh, yes. I think I knew that.
Now, with the actual tour, the number of passengers has changed. It's now 41. There have been a couple of cancellations. I'll get the office to fax over the revised passenger list later on.
Okay.
The client wants to leave a bit earlier, so the times have all shifted on day one. Departure is now going to be at 8:15 sharp. Now, I've told the coach company, so you don't need to worry about that. That means you should get to the George in Stamford at 10:45. And could you keep the coffee stop down to 30 minutes?
OK, I'll try. But it's a bit tight. I've got to phone the George anyway.
Right, I'll leave that to you. Can you also try to keep lunch fairly short? You should be able to stop somewhere around 1:30.
That should be fine. I know a few places where they get you through quite quickly. So this way we should get to Edinburgh much earlier.
Yes, that's the idea, so that the group have time to have a rest and then enjoy the evening. Now, on day two, there aren't any changes, but it's very important that the group get to the distillery by 1:45 at the latest. So please, don't let them spend too long over lunch.
OK. Anything else?
Yes, I'm afraid so. On the Sunday, the time of the Loch Lomond cruise has been changed. Apparently they're overbooked on the 12 o'clock, so it's now at 1.
They could have an early lunch or a drink in the hotel. It's quite nice there. The cruise is optional, isn't it?
Yes, although we've told the company that there will probably be about 30 or 40 people. You may want to phone them when you have more of an idea.
Yes. Well, I was going to phone them anyway, just to check a few things.
Right. Now, last but not least, the client wants to have more time in the Lake District on the way back. Mm. So, they've asked for an 8 o'clock departure, which means breakfast at 7, and bags need to be ready at 6:30.
Wow, that's an early one, especially after the Scottish evening. I expect there'll be a few sleepy heads.
I know, still, that's what they want. It means you'll get to Grasmere around 1 o'clock. Then they want to have a bit of a drive around the lakes on the way back. I think you could probably keep the tea stop down to 30 minutes.
Right. I think I've got all that. Are you going to send me a revised programme?
Oh, yes, of course. With the passenger list. I just thought you'd want to know now.
Yes, thanks.
Well, good luck. I'll speak to you if there are any more changes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.